Shalom, this is Billy Brim, and I want to welcome all of you today. Last week I had someone else do this because I was tied up somewhere, but we had such a good response last week. We had 49 states plus D.C., and we had more than 1,000 people on the call. The only state we lacked was New Hampshire. I want to speak to you just a bit and recruit you to sign up with us, to commit to sit in your seat of authority every morning, like, or most, you know, there'll be some mornings you can't do it, but most mornings you can take at least 2 minutes, 5 minutes, and sit in your seat of authority and rule and reign according to Romans 5:17. They which have received abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign in life through one Jesus Christ. And then that you would do what our little book, The Authority of the Believer and How to Use It, tells you to do. And it demonstrates that you would actually sit there and with your voice take authority over the demonic spirits that would try to operate in your area of habitation. Now, for instance, I'm not sure how well I did this morning, but we want to get people, and I liked the way you answered by saying where you're from. Just for instance, Texas. This morning I heard Brownwood, I heard a trucker, I heard San Antonio, El Paso, Brownville, Sherman, Woodlands, Fort Worth, Austin, Dripping Springs, Ranger, and either Baytown or Bayport, kind of a lot of people calling at that time. But each one of you see from a different city, a different town, and even like Minneapolis, all over that city, a region in that city, and you would call us and you would say, put my name down, I'm going to be praying, I'm taking my authority every morning. If we had just all of you, that'd be 1,000 calls, 1,000 that we would have sitting in their seat of authority. We can do something about it. We can do something about the people, not the people. We're not taking authority over them. But you see the weak ones. You see how they're mentally disturbed. Something's wrong. And then like a wolf on a sheep pack, a sheep herd, will pick out the little one that's weak. And so the demons, the gods of God of this world, the prince of the power of the air, and what you're going to do is take authority over those in the air, in the atmosphere, in the habitational authority where you live. And we can stop this. We can bring these shootings, terrorist activities way, way down by our taking our authority. Actually, I don't believe anyone can stop it but the church. And I believe, like God told Brother Hagin years ago, what happens in the United States happens because the church lets it happen. And so we have our Canadians. We had 5 other countries other than the United States, and you as well, taking your authority where you are. I believe we can do this, and we must do it, because we are the only ones. So just give us a call. You can call on our line, 1-800-972-3447, or a better way is to go online, Billy Brim, and sign up there. If you want to, you don't have to, but if you want to, you can give your email, and we will put out alerts, like, for instance, when we hear something from the Lord, or we hear something that's not a call day, that we all need to be praying about. If you want that, you can sign up for that. But if you don't, you don't have to. I get so many emails that I kind of have to watch what I receive. But if you want to receive them, we're going to send them. There won't be that many that come between times, but we will do that. And then through our blogs, we will do it too. The headlines this morning in the Jerusalem Post were a little strange. This is it. Trump tweets quotes saying American Jews don't know what they're doing. And it seems that yesterday, I missed it, it seems yesterday that he called American Jews who vote Democratic, that he said they were disloyal. And there was some offense taken by that in Israel, especially from the leftists. But he quoted today, after he'd gotten that reaction yesterday, he quoted today, and He shared a quote by Wayne Allen Root, a conservative radio show host, who called the president the greatest president for Jews and for Israel in the history of the world. Trump said, thank you, Wayne Allen Root, and he quoted him. And here's what Mr. Root said. President Trump is the greatest president for Jews and for Israel in the history of the world, not just America. He's the best president for Israel in the history of the world, and the Jewish people in Israel love him like he's the king of Israel. They love him like he's the second coming God. But American Jews don't know him or like him. They don't even know what they're doing or saying anymore. It makes no sense, but that's okay. If he keeps doing what he's doing, he's good for all Jews, blacks, gays, everyone, and importantly, he's good for everyone in America who wants a job. So the headlines, isn't that strange that the headlines would be there about a tweet? Praise the Lord. For God, sometimes you wonder about this world and the tweets, and I tweet myself. But praise God, we pray for our president and we pray for Israel. I know they love him in Israel, and I know he does good for Israel. You hate to see a tweet war over whether or not the American Jews are loyal, and so we pray for them as well. There are airstrikes now. Things are sabers are rattling over in that part of the world, and there have been four airstrikes against Iranian-backed Shiite militia bases in Iraq in the last month, and people are saying that it represents a new front that appears to be developing against these troops. Another headline in today was, Russia and the U.S. agree Israel can strike Iranian targets in Iraq. And here's the article. Israel has struck Iranian targets in Iraq at least three times over the past few weeks after Russia and the United States gave the green light. The London-based Ashqaq al-Aswat reported on Wednesday. According to Western sources, Moscow and Washington have agreed that Israel's strikes in Iraq and Syria are, quote, vital to ensure Israeli security, and that Israel should be allowed to continue tracking Iranian activity in Syria and Iraq and striking Iranian targets that could pose a threat to Israel, such as long-range and precision missiles. Israel has warned repeatedly that it will not allow an Iranian presence in Syria and has admitted to carrying out hundreds of airstrikes, preventing the transfer of advanced weapons to Hezbollah that included surface-to-air missile kits. On Tuesday, explosions rocked an arms depot belonging to the Popular Mobilization Forces near Balad Air Base, 80 kilometers north of the Iraqi capital, Baghdad. According to a report from Al Arabiya, the target of the strikes were missiles that had been recently transferred to Iraq. Sky News Arabiya reported that at least 50 missiles were destroyed in the strike. And so, with arms flying, ships being detained, and other things happening in that area, war clouds are gathering. Whether or not it's time, we are actually in and have been since 2011, and this is something too long to talk about right here, but I might put it in a quote in a blog pretty soon. Since September the 11th, 1999, September 11, 1999, Israel has been in, not us, Israel has been in a war cycle. And that war cycle will escalate, really, until the war of when the Lord comes and puts his feet down on the Temple Mount. On the Mount of Olives, puts his feet down and stops the Antichrist who has surrounded Jerusalem and the Temple Mount. And when that, of course, then that takes you into the millennium. And so I learned that from rabbis and an ancient prophecy that in September 11, 1999, a war cycle began. There's not going to be peace until the Prince of Peace does put his feet down there. But so these things are coming. There's wars. There's rumors of wars. But whether or not it's time for a big one, I don't know how it is in the plan of God. We need to have that in our prayers, especially as we're praying in tongues. Now, I wanted to tell you that Max will be at prayer today, and he's asking me to let him lead prayer for Israel. I think he's heard something from the Lord recently. I'm not sure. But that will be on the noon prayer today. Now, something kind of funny happened this morning when I first woke up. I had my alarm set for early. And then I decided to take another dose of 15 minutes. So I set my alarm again. And during that time, I sensed the Lord give me a phrase of what we should pray this morning. And I have been reading about Deborah and Devorah, is how you would say her name in Hebrew, and from the book of Judges, Judges 4 and 5. And during the time of the Judges, when Israel would go after other gods, they would get in terrible trouble. And then they would cry out to God, and he would raise up a deliverer for them. And so the judges are those stories of those deliverers. We have Ehud, we have Gideon, we have Samson, and we have Deborah. Now, Ehud had led Israel into the peaceful period that they had known. But then, Judges 4:1, and the children of Israel again did that which was evil in the sight of Jehovah when Ehud was dead. And Jehovah sold them into the hand of Jabin, or Yabin, king of Canaan, that reigned in Hazor, the captain of whose host was Sisera. And the children of Israel cried unto the Lord, for he had 900 chariots of iron, and 20 years he mightily oppressed the children of Israel. Now, Deborah was a prophetess who judged Israel. She judged Israel at that time under a palm tree. Now, probably what she did was people would come to her with questions about the law. How do you resolve this? How do you resolve that? With God's judgments, what he had already given unto Moses, and what already was written. Probably she did it that way. And then God spoke to her after they cried out for 20 years, and she called to Barak and asked him to come. He seemed to be the captain of the Lord's host. And she asked everybody to meet on Mount Tabor, and not all the tribes came. Not all the tribes were willing to go. Some of them were not willing to go. But the two who did were Zebulun and Naphtali. And they went up to Mount Tabor 10,000 strong, but they were way outnumbered by Sisera. And Sisera, the people were even afraid to walk on the roads of Israel. They had to take the byways. And especially Sisera attacked women and abused women. And so God said he's going to give Sisera into the hand of a woman. And you'll probably remember the Kenite woman, Yael, who when Sisera's whole army was defeated miraculously by the Lord, he sent a rain and caught them in the mud. Then she, Yael, whose husband was of another tribe, but they were friends and even relatives through Moses to Israel. And when Sisera ran away, and he was exhausted, and he ran to her tent, fell asleep. She gave him milk, and then she drove a tent peg through his temple. So because he had treated women the way he had, God gave him into the hand of women. But afterwards, now here's the part where God spoke to me this morning. Deborah and Barak sang a song that evidently she, the prophetess, had received from the Lord. And we have that whole psalm, which is quite telling, in Judges 5:2. but when I was kind of dozing back to sleep, this phrase from the American Standard, the first one, American Standard Version, and for that the leaders took the lead in Israel, for that the people offered themselves willingly, bless ye Jehovah. The leaders took the lead. Then I'm reading that from another American Standard, the 1995 version. Then Deborah and Barak sang on that day, saying that the leaders led in Israel, that the people volunteered, bless the Lord. Hear, O kings, give ear, O rulers, to the Lord I will sing. I will sing praise to the Lord, the God of Israel. Then there's another verse down on in the passage which says that in those days they didn't have kings in Israel. Probably the villages had leaders. And it seems that they would go after other gods. That's what it says in Deborah's song. When they went after other gods, those villages and their leaders went after other gods, then there was war. So what she's praising God for here is that in this victorious battle, the leaders took the lead. So the Lord, when I was in my dozy state this morning, said, I want you to pray for Israel that the leaders take the lead. Pray for the leaders to take the lead. And pray for leaders who will take the lead in coming into authority in the next election. The election now is less than a month away. It will be September 17. So we want to pray for Israel right now that they will have leaders who will take the lead and leaders who will lead being elected and leaders who would follow God's lead, follow His lead. So that's what we're going to pray right now. And we're going to pray for our leader, Donald John Trump. And then we're going to move over to Israel's leaders. And, of course, you there in the Netherlands, you in Canada, you pray for your prime ministers. Holy Father, in the name above all names, oh God, you showed us so much in school, in our 3BI, about that name. And we lift that name to you. We come in that name. We're coming. I believe we're as strong as we were last week, Lord. I believe we have over 1,000. And here we are. And we're coming to the courtrooms of heaven. And according to the 12th chapter of Hebrews, we're coming to God, the judge of all, through the mediator, our Lord Jesus Christ, and the blood, His speaking blood. Oh, how we thank for that blood. Now, Father, you have told us to pray for Israel. You've told us to pray for the shalom, the wholeness of Israel. You've told us to give you no silence until you make Jerusalem a praise in the earth. And on this prayer call to Israel, Lord, we want to first pray for their leaders. Pray for them to have leaders who will lead and leaders to be elected and leaders who will lead according to the leading of the head of the church. Oh, Father, we have prayed now with our understanding. Please help us. Give us mara mo sete. Give us ile mara mo ashanda. Give us utterance in the Holy Spirit, Lord. Che frano mi chato. Oh, Lord God. Ishato merio nevra, and bifronto and micalo, and dorsti and veronica and taninobra, and holimanga, and fernugia and shandondi ba aletito. O God, move upon the people. Move upon them as they go, Lord. I was there before the last election. Heard so many things. The people I talked to, And then when the election came, it went another way. Dearest Lord, how do you want it to go? Who will listen to you? Who will move according to your direction? We pray for the people of Israel. It says in this first part here, they sang the song that the leaders took the lead and the people offered themselves willingly. The people volunteered. We lift up Am Israel. We lift up the people of Israel that they will follow your lead in electing their leaders. Dearest Holy One, we have democracies. That's not the perfect form of government. The perfect form will be when He's King of Kings and Lord of Lords, recognized by every nation on earth. But until then, Father, we here have freedoms. Freedoms, Father, that we ask you to protect. And Israel, Lord, has freedom. Israel has elections, Lord. And those free people, oh God, I pray you would wake them up. Wake them up to yourself. Wake them up to their true Elam Mahosemati. I see, dear Father, in that war, in that 38-39 war, that they do all wake up. But, oh God, we pray for an awakening before then. An awakening to the Most High God. Father, Ishono Moholabra, you're doing so much. You've brought them home. You're bringing them home. Dear Father, we have seen now several thousand coming from Western countries, coming from the U.S., coming from France. We watch you with holy awe. You are the only one. You are the only one who can earn or to whom is due that adjective awe. We are in awe of you. And the fact that you would let us pray, the fact that you would tell us to pray for Israel, what a blessing that is. What a blessing prayer is. Enivraso tamra mekehicho. There's the Lord, the Jews. The Jews in America. Holy Father, I'm like that columnist, Mr. Moot, or excuse me, that radio talk show host. I feel like he does. Dear Father, that surely they can wake up and see. But ila maratoshke devranda shodabra pasuta na makala. I do lift up the president, our president, Donald John Trump, who's done so much for Israel. And Father, in the name above all names, I pray for this rift between him and many Jews in America. Not all Jews, but many Jews in America. Isala mahalabara bashante de mahalabra. Istimaro mokobranta, the cobranta, that they would have eyes to see. That they would have eyes to see, Father, who is blessing Israel. And that they themselves would wake up to the fact that it is God. That's Ishala maharamashanto, ilimaramashko divra. I understand, Lord, how sometimes American Jews don't really see the plight of the ones who have settled on the West Bank. They don't really see that, and they hear from their American places, Lord, they don't really see how important it is to follow God's will, and that it is your will, and that you told them through the prophet Jeremiah and through the prophet Ezekiel, you told them exactly where to go back. And there they are, and there they are, because they believe you. Father, in the name above all names, I pray for an opening in the heart of the American Jews to the Israeli Jews.
Of course not all, of course not all, but you know, Father, the ones, you know the ones, dear Lord. That they could see that their brothers are doing exactly what God's word tells them to do. And that they could support the president who supports their brothers. And Father, in the name above all names, I don't even really understand about all of the tweets and things that President Trump does. But I do ask you to think through his mind. Oh, Father. Ifroni makalabarosito. Ishando hubalatito barakalanito do dobri di cambra. Kifrahosote di malatito. Ishidi barakaladunya na calabratito do chanda passion and kidia barata. Father, I just seemed to pray for his safety. I seem to be anointed right now to pray for him to be safe. That you would cover him with the blood of Jesus and cover the helicopter and the plane and cover it with automobiles. Ishana magambra. And the places where he walks. We lift our voices, Father, praying for the safety, the protection. Oh, Father, thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for this prayer group. Thank you that we can know that there's 1,000 people praying and more, many more, for his safety today. And we believe that he receives it. Father, also, safety from bad counsel. Safety from bad counsel. I plead the blood of Jesus over his head, over his ears. And in the name above all names, correct the counselors, Lord, who are giving wrong counsel. I know he has a lot of good counsel. And some of the counsel that he's receiving, Lord, is innocent. They think they're right. But some of it is not. And that they call the shadow government, that they call the shadows, in the name above all names, we ask of them to be removed. Holy Father, for leaders who will lead, and people who will volunteer in unity to back our leaders, to pray for our leaders. We pray, Father, for what Israel knew when Deborah led them in that song and in that victory. Oh, Father, I papa lo neme, I shara barako brakala kadava me se shote ni babalati, keni kora talatopre. And now, folks, I'm going to sit here, and when I hang this phone up, and I'm going to be doing my ruling and reigning over the greater Branson area, the greater Tulsa area, since our church is there, and Migdal Arbel, since our, and we're about to break through on that. We'll be telling more about it at Autumn Assembly. And at Autumn Assembly, we'll be telling, oh my goodness, we've been so blessed with our 3BI classes. We've had 4 sessions now with about 70 students coming here and just receiving revelation. I'm writing a letter about some of the revelation, trying to get into that partner letter, which you should get, I don't know, 2 or 3 weeks from now. Bless the Lord. But we trust we'll see you at Autumn Assembly. And we trust that you're on your post right now. It's really important for us, our election,
their election. Leaders who will lead. Leaders who will lead. That was the phrase that I woke up to. Pray for leaders who will lead. So we thank you. Thank you so much. And you have a very great day. And join us at noon prayer if you can. Shalom, shalom.